Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A foreign aid package is up for a final vote this weekend in Congress. Today, the GOP-controlled House cleared a key procedural hurdle that in rare turn was not along party lines. NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports Democrats helped the embattled Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, overcome dozens of Republican defections to advance a series of bills on foreign assistance for U.S. allies.
The House voted to advance aid bills to Israel, Taiwan, and Ukraine, setting up a Saturday vote on final passage. In a rare occurrence, Democrats also stepped in late Thursday night to help the majority party advance the bills out of the Rules Committee. House Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal to split up foreign aid into separate bills caused pushback from members within his own party, who pointed to promises Johnson had made not to move forward with a Ukraine aid bill without a measure to strengthen security along the U.S. southern border. Three of his own conference members are supporting a move to oust Johnson as speaker. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, The Capitol.
Republican Congressman Dusty Johnson of South Dakota addressed the division in his party.
I wish people understood that we could get more conservative policy wins, which I desire if Republicans stuck together.
Representative Johnson speaking with CNN's Dana Bash. In other news, the U.S. has imposed sanctions on two Israeli entities it says helped raise money for settlers in the occupied West Bank, who were sanctioned earlier this year. NPR's Jackie Northam reports the Treasury Department also designated the leader of the group targeting Palestinians.
The Treasury Department says the Mount Hebron Fund and Shalom Asoresh launched online fundraising campaigns for what it called two violent extremists sanctioned by the U.S. in early February. Collectively, the two fundraisers brought in more than $170,000 for the settlers sanctioned for assaulting and killing Palestinians, burning their fields, and destroying their property in the occupied West Bank. The Treasury Department also designated Ben Zion Gopstein, founder and leader of Lahava, a group which opposes Jewish assimilation with non-Jews. The U.S. is increasingly targeting those involved in violence against Palestinians, issuing sanctions against settlers and their outposts. Jackie Northam, NPR News.
This as the U.S. seeks to de-escalate tensions in the region following Israel's latest retaliatory strike against Iran. Tesla's issued a recall for roughly 4,000 2024 Cybertrucks. The company says it discovered that the accelerator pedal can become stuck and possibly cause the vehicle to unintentionally speed up. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up more than 200 points or more than 0.5%. It's NPR News.